sex, one night stands, booty calls, staying up late, and texting back and forth, and sexting, doing face chat, and naughty Skyping, and fucking, and all of that very naughty, fun stuff is what I would like to talk about, because I talk a lot about boundaries and how we need to set them for ourselves to protect ourselves, and I still want to really reiterate that it is important to know ourselves well enough to know what we like and dislike, and to know what we're open to trying and what we aren't open to trying. But I was watching a documentary recently. It wasn't on Netflix. It was about serial killers, and a psychologist came on and said, "We are the only creature in all of the animal kingdom that doesn't listen to instinct. We don't listen to our gut." And that really struck a chord with me, because I feel like the more sexual we are, like, I'm a very sexual human being, I feel like that's the most animalistic we get. I mean, there's other parts of us that become animalistic. If you're playing a game, like if you're playing a sport, if you're being competitive, obviously there's different forms of competition and where that instinct, that primitive part of us does come out. Or if there's a part of our job where we have to be very quick and think fast and through the chaos, you know, that primitive gut feeling does come through. But bringing it back to sex, I feel like on a day-to-day basis, we are involving ourselves in these internet chats, creating audios, listening to audios and our reaction to them, watching porn, engaging in erotic, sexual, just filthy chatting and phone sex and naughty Skyping and all of that fucking. It's a lot of fun, and I think it brings out the most animalistic part of us sometimes, or most times, hopefully. Hopefully it's not super mechanical. That would be horrible and not fun. But everyone's different. And that brings it around to our boundaries. We make audios as creators on different forums. We write scripts. We put erotic pictures out there of ourselves. We create this image of ourselves and our sexuality, and we put it out there, and people respond. And they can respond however they would like. I mean, we have no control of how someone's going to respond to that. And then we make these connections with other human beings. And whether it be through email, through texting, through Skyping, through phone calls, through meeting and dating and one-night stands or friends with benefits, we make these connections that involve an aspect of sex. Of a sexual nature. And sometimes there are certain people, a certain type of person, that somehow can get us past our boundaries, whether we mean to go beyond our rules, our boundaries, whether we mean to break our rules, our boundaries, or whether we're just caught up and this primitive feeling of enjoyment. And then after, there can be occasionally, hopefully not super often, but there is at times regret. There's a feeling of, why did I do that? What was I thinking? Feeling sad, feeling gross, feeling disappointed in yourself, putting yourself down, calling yourself stupid. Why, I knew that this person was this, I have these rules, why did I do this? Or, I didn't see it coming, I didn't think they were going to be like that, I didn't have any idea, and it just blindsides you. but it still affects you. You are human. You are a human being, and you need to forgive yourself. And that is the biggest thing I want to talk about today on my podcast. Hi, I'm Angel. I didn't introduce myself at the very beginning like I usually do. Sex is a huge part of my life, my career, bread and butter is talking about sex. I love it. I love talking about sex, and I try to bring my own little angel twist to the erotic world in different ways. But I also want to talk about, I sound so high and mighty. Sometimes I think about how I don't answer a lot of people. I don't try to be super friendly. I think I even have it on one of my profiles somewhere on the internet where I'm not looking for pen pals. It's honestly because I have so much that I'm doing and so much I'm creating that it's important for me to thank people for listening, for clicking like you just did. You clicked to listen to this. And I'm grateful for that, and I'm thankful for that. And if you message me, I will eventually send you a thank you, because I mean it. And but getting to know people on the internet and my listeners and followers, I can only go so far because there are so many. Not in a bragging way. Oh my God, not in a please. Don't take that as a so many, it's a bragging way. This community is gigantic, and it's growing and growing and growing. And so I don't mean it like for me, I have so many people. I just mean in general, this community is huge, and there's so many of us putting our own spin on sex and expressing ourselves, expressing our fantasies, and I love it. And I love how sex positive so many of these people are. It's wonderful and I love it. But we do make connections. We do break our rules. We do go beyond our boundaries. And there are times where we regret it. And I'm not gonna say I haven't broken a boundary, broken some of my rules, and gotten to know someone more than I had ever planned. I don't want people to think that of me. I have done it. it's a great feeling. It's a fun feeling. You're like, oh my God, this person exists when I do? This is amazing. There's a person like this and is into this and is turned on by me and what I create, and I'm turned on by things that they do and say and did it. And you have that really like a fiery, primitive feeling inside of you where you can't get enough of that person, whether it's email, phone, whatever your connection with that person might be. And then something happens. They ghost you. You find out they're connected, they're married, they're not interested in you. They're doing it with like 8 other people. Whatever it is, you find these things out and it hurts. It hurts. And don't feel stupid. Please. Please don't feel stupid. You're human. And the biggest thing you need to do when that happens is forgive yourself. Say, I forgive myself for getting caught up in this. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it when it was good, when it was happening. There's no fault in enjoying something that is pleasurable to you if you're doing it safe and consensually. And even if you look back on it and you're like, that was stupid, but at the time you were enjoying it, you're safe now, you're away from it, or that person is no longer around, forgive yourself if it hurts. Forgive yourself for hurting. Forgive yourself for stepping out of your boundaries, because that's where life is the most interesting, outside of our comfort zone. That's where life gets, that's where adventure is, that's where danger is though too. It's where heartbreak is. That's where feeling like an idiot is. That's where making yourself look like a total fool is just outside of your comfort zone. And so regardless of the connections you create with others, regardless of the content you put out there for others to consume, once it's out there, the people that are consuming it can do whatever they want. They can react however they want. And that doesn't make you less of a person if someone decides that they don't like it. Okay? It doesn't, or if no one's listening to something, if you're getting a really low count on one of the things you just made and put out there. So it's a slow week. So, you know, that's just not the flavor of the week. And so maybe just 100 people, maybe 30, maybe 20, maybe 2 people really enjoyed it. Please don't feel stupid. Don't feel negatively toward yourself because you put that out there. Because you're a human, you have desires, and you wanted to create that. It's all about forgiving yourself if you fuck up, if you make a mistake, if you don't like something you did, but you did it anyways, if you have regret. And I'm kind of jumping all over the place. It's 1 a.m. Forgive me. But I want you to forgive yourself if you're feeling lousy, if you were just ghosted, if you were just made a mistake, stepped out of your boundaries and were like, crap, why'd I do that? I have these boundaries for a reason. It's okay. Sorry, I'm not crying. I'm sniffling. It is cold here in Ohio and I just walked my dog. So anyways, we all make mistakes. And we all have this primitive need to connect, to fuck, to be sexually stimulated. We all have different needs and different reasons for why we want that sexual stimulation, why we want to be desired, what that means to us. We're all different. And you know, you can set as many protective boundaries as you can for yourself. And when you step out of them, sometimes it works out and it's great and you're so proud and so happy that you were strong enough to, brave enough to step out of that comfort zone and really, you know, take a chance. And other times you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? And I've done both. So don't beat yourself up about it. Learn from your mistake. Forgive yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Love yourself. And move on. Because there's people out there that will trick us. There are people out there who will play with our emotions. There are people out there who will treat us like shit. And then there are people out there who genuinely didn't mean to make us feel bad. And those people aren't mind readers. You have to be honest with them. You have to say if you want to continue whatever you have going on with that person. You need to make a point to say, this is how that made me feel. You need to step back and be logical with your emotions for a minute. Be honest with yourself and say, you made me feel like shit when you did that. You made me feel really belittled. You made me feel crappy and used. Whatever they made you feel, you know, be honest. And don't be confrontational. Just be honest and say, you know, that I thought we had whatever you thought they had. And that is hard. Have you ever had to say, I really thought we had a relationship. I really thought this was going to be like boyfriend and girlfriend. I really thought we were heading towards something super serious. And they're like, nope. I do not agree with you. That is not easy. It's not easy to do. But it's better to know than to not know. I'm all over the board with this podcast, guys. But I was just thinking about our primitive side and how our sexual side is really the most primitive part of us that we still listen to. That desire we can't fight. When I'm turned on, there's no hiding my wet pussy. You know, there's no hiding your hard on. There's no hiding erect nipples. You have no control of those things. That is your instinct. That is your turn on. That is your trigger. And as much as we want to be logical and in control, sometimes we can't. Sometimes we can't help what turns us on. Sometimes we can't help who turns us on, whether they are a good choice or a bad choice. So, if you're feeling lousy, if someone just made you feel lousy, if you're just coming out of something or maybe in the middle of something and it's making you feel confused or affecting your attitude or affecting your mood or affecting your sleep, just affecting your normal day-to-day life, lean into those feelings. Think about them. I know it sucks. It's horrible. Sometimes. But you owe it to yourself because you need to love yourself and you need to forgive yourself because you're human. And we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. You are not alone. We all do it. And I'm here for you. In support, in letting you know you're not alone, and letting you know that we all do it. And sometimes we're the only one looking out for ourselves, and sometimes we're the only one looking out for our feelings. And if we learn to protect ourselves, learn to forgive ourselves, we can just be happier. So this is me just waxing lame philosophy at you, but if you make those connections and something goes wrong, please forgive yourself. Please don't hold it against yourself. Don't put yourself down. All right, that's it. That's all I had to say. I haven't made a podcast in forever, but I really just want you guys to continue being your amazing selves. Thank you for clicking on this. Thank you for listening to me. My cat's howling outside the door, which is wonderful. Really great ambiance, atmosphere for this chat. But I will talk to you all very soon. So love yourselves, forgive yourselves, and continue being that amazing sexual being that you are. Okay, bye everybody. Mwah.